We turn now to a U.S. soldier from another war. Brian Dellett fought in Vietnam. When his teenage daughter had some questions about his service during that war, his answers were recorded by StoryCorps. This project has been recording everyday Americans talking about their lives. Brian Dellett spoke with his daughter, Tirsa, in New York.
Remember when you were asking me, hey, Dad, were you in a war?
Yeah.
I was in the war in Vietnam in 1969, and it was very hard. I was either bored or terrified when I was over there. But I feel very fortunate. I had some of the best friends ever. And my friend Don, he and I went to high school together. We both were getting drafted at the same time. We went in the same day, and we went through basic training together. I guess I was gung-ho, kind of. But Don was sort of a hippie with a short haircut. And then while we were in basic training, he just wanted to get through it. And one drill sergeant was really mean. And he used to get in our faces and he'd say, "Hey, man, don't you mess with me," or words to that effect. And if I was getting really serious, Don would come up to me and he'd elbow me a little bit and he'd go, "Hey, man, don't you mess with me," you know, until I would start laughing. And then I'd say, "Don't you mess with me." And we'd laugh and we'd laugh.
When you got out of war, how did it change you?
When I came back, I was really, I think, very angry. And my friend Don, he was very depressed. I went to college, and I talked him into going too. And he went for a couple of weeks, and he just couldn't do it. Not long after that, he had a job driving a forklift, and he got killed driving the forklift. A few months after that, I had a dream that I was floating in space, and I could see my friend Don, who was floating in space too. And as we got close, he started laughing at me. And he said, "Hey, man, don't mess with me." I said, "No, man, don't you mess with me." And we laughed and we laughed. And then I said to him, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm good." And then he said to me, he said, "How are you?" I said, I'm okay." And we smiled and he went off and I went off. And I think that was our way of saying goodbye in a dream. He was a special guy. He's a good friend.
Brian Dellett and his daughter Tirsa at StoryCorps in New York City. All of these interviews are archived at the Library of Congress. You can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.